In 1925, my grandfather and his father-in-law came to Dewey Beach, and they bought about half of the town. Now, there were a few homes here or there. There wasn't a lot, but there was a few homes. But the story goes that there was, I don't know, this great economic turndown, the Great Depression. There was a little war going on, World War II. There was event after event. And then one day, someone in Washington decided in the 50s, early 50s, that they were going to build a bridge to go across the bay to bring people to the beach. So from 1925 until that bay was built, their investment wasn't the best investment on earth. In the 50s, as things started to grow in Dewey Beach, the very north end of town remained unsold. And so they came up with a plan. And at that time in their lives, my grandfather and his father-in-law, they had everything they needed in life. So they did things a little different than most people would in today's world.
Do you
want to
get that?
Somebody will get it.
Okay.
And so they did something unusual. They, instead of selling the balance of their property, they leased it. So they partnered with a builder, and there was four or five different cottages that they came up with, and they're that rustic knotty pine cottage we were talking about earlier. And for anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000, you could buy a cottage at the beach, and your land rent would be around $300 a year. That was it.
That sounds like a great deal. Now, what happens when the ground leases are up?
Well, those leases, they were 30-year leases. They were extended out. Now, most of those leases will expire by 2024. When they expire, if the current owner does nothing, it'll return to the company, Rehoboth by the Sea, the company that owns the land. But most people, there'll be very few that do nothing. Most people are getting new leases or buying their land now. The issue, it's not really an issue, but the concern or the problem most people have is the value from the 1950s to now has changed dramatically. A lot, I mean, my grandfather bought, when they bought, they each put their life savings together in 1925, $500 a piece. And they bought this town for about $1,500. So the value when they were selling was still minuscule compared to today. A 50 by 100 today is worth around $700,000. So even the old land rent compared to today's land rent is substantially more money than it would have been back then. But quite frankly, when we talked earlier about affordability, you can't get in the third block of Rehoboth for under $1 million. Same is true with Bethany or Lewis, any of these coastal towns. It's very, very expensive. So in Dewey Beach, you can still get a cottage. We had a settlement last week, $405,000, three-bedroom, two-bath, rustic cottage, front porch, back porch, a little outside shower, adorable knotty pine little cottage for $405,000. Their land rent is around $17,000 a year. So it's not cheap, but it is by far the least expensive way to be. They're about 1,000 feet from the beach. So it's not inexpensive. And I think the buyer that gets what they're looking at understands the concept that I'm not sure if all of this will fit for a radio show.
No. It's good explanation for me, if nothing else, for me to be...
The perfect buyer in Dewey Beach is a $1 million buyer that went to Rehoboth and was very disappointed with what that would get them. Five blocks back, kind of looks like a mobile home, but it's a modular home. That $1 million price range is going to be quite a distance from the beach. And so they're disappointed. And they come to Dewey and they say, so I can have that whole cottage for $300,000 or $400,000? Yeah, you can. Now you will have land rent. And the land rent is substantial, but it is much cheaper than the debt load you would have had on the $1 million purchase in Rehoboth or Bethany or any of the other towns. So for a lot of people, it's the most affordable way to get to the beach.